Well, hi, this is Pran. I'm speaking to Dr. Chopra. Hi, Dr. Chopra. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
We're going to talk about a very serious conversation here with the doctor. Infectious diseases, can you separate fact from fiction? And how misinformation is not good. Especially, we're going to talk about pneumonia, and particularly relevant during the flu season. And so, I'm going to go right to some questions here, okay, because it's very important. Infections are caused either by viruses only or bacteria only. That's the fiction. What's the fact?
So infections can be caused by bacteria or viruses or even other organisms, and they are very, bacteria and viruses are very different from each other, and infections present differently. It's important to know the difference because bacteria can be treated with antibiotics, whereas viruses cannot. You know, we treat viral infections in a different way. We give supportive therapy, fluids and rest, and antivirals when needed for viral infections, like influenza is a typical viral infection. Also, they present differently. Like influenza will present, a patient with influenza will present as, having body aches, high-grade fevers and chills, not feeling well with cough-like symptoms for a week prior to coming to the hospital. Whereas bacterial infections present with a productive cough, there is a lot of phlegm and patients can have fever. But either way, both the infections can cause serious complications. So it's very important to seek medical attention up front.
Okay. And is there a way that the doctor tells whether it's bacterial or viral?
There is a way clinically when we can see the patient and understand their risk factors and how they got the infection. In addition to that, we can do diagnostic tests to understand if it's a bacterial or a viral infection. We can test the patient for flu, for example, when they come to the ER or they come to their primary physician, and we can do a nasal swab and test them for flu, which is a very easy test to diagnose them upfront. Similarly, there are tests available to diagnose bacterial infections in the form of testing for pneumonia or testing for doing a blood culture to test for bacterial infections.
Let me, this is an in-between question, between a fiction and fact question. Somebody has a lot of coughing, cough. What, is there there's definitely concern about it. Is it lean to flu? Does it lean to cold? What does a real serious cough lean to?
A simple cough can have several wider differential diagnosis. It depends how long the cough has been there. If there's a chronic cough, it can mean something else. If it's an acute cough, it can mean something else. So that's why it's important to seek medical attention.
Okay, another question. Antibiotics only? Taking multiple stronger antibiotics to treat a single infection is better than taking one stronger treatment.
So that's not true. So being an antibiotic steward, I would say only take the right drug in the right dose in the right time. That's what I would recommend. So don't take multiple antibiotics. Go to your physician and they will tell you which antibiotic to take.
Okay. So I humanly, personally, right now, thanks to my grandkids, they saw something on my body when we went swimming a couple weeks ago, okay? And I just want to make a shout-out here for body scans, okay? Because the thing that they found ended up being, involved with this now, insight to melanoma, okay? And so they did the surgery, and actually the doctor is looking to see if there's any bacteria in that, and he gave me an antibiotic, okay? I one night took I was supposed to take one in the morning, one in the evening, but I ended up taking two in the evening. I mean, you have to be careful with medicine, isn't that so?
That is very, very true, and antibiotics can cause diarrhea. They can have many side effects if they are taken unnecessarily. So it's very important to follow directions from your physician. And, talking about pneumonia, we've had some exciting news about newer antibiotics for pneumonia. And I'm here to raise awareness with Paratek Pharmaceuticals on this newer antibiotic called Nuzyra or Omadacycline, which is available available for community-acquired bacterial pneumonia, and it's a unique antibiotic with both IV and oral formulation, so we can easily transition our patients to home. So like other antibiotics, it can have side effects, so like nausea and vomiting, so it's important to talk to your physician. But to get more information around influenza, around pneumonia, I would direct our viewers to cdc.gov/flu.
Para Tech Pharmaceuticals has, I have the greatest admiration for pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they're saving millions and millions of people's lives. They spend a fortune on research and development. A product can't even come to market, isn't that so, for years before the FDA actually approves it, right? It's not such an easy task.
That's correct.
A lot of trials. So how is this a specific one helping with pneumonia? I mean, so first the doctor says you have pneumonia, right? And through analysis. And then this is an opportunity for this medicine to be of help. Is that right, Dr.?
That's correct. And for physicians to get more information, they can go on nuzara.com. So thank you very much for having me.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.